Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hi, Gabe. This is Inga. Regarding John Judge's application.
Oh, how you doing, Inga?
I am good. I have sent it all back to you, filled out.
Yeah, I've been really slammed here. I saw that an email had come through. What time did you send it over at?
Ooh, I am thinking 4 o'clock.
Okay, so about 1 o'clock our time. Okay, bear with me a second here.
No problem.
What email address did it come from? Okay, here we go. Got it. Yeah, I didn't. It looks like you sent. Okay, let me just. I'm just scrolling through this. Sorry, I've been very busy today. It looks like there's only 4 attachments on the email. Does that sound right?
There should be 6.
Yeah, because there's only. I have January, March. January, March.
Actually, there are 7 attachments. Does it mean they didn't all go?
Did you do 2 different emails?
Say again? No, I didn't. I did it as one. I figured if it said that it failed to do so much, then I would have split it, but it didn't say so.
Yeah, so you know what? That's what I was going to. I was going to contact you before I got out of here. So I have January for a bank statement. I have March. It looks like it was labeled April.
March might be labeled April because sometimes they send me in April 2nd, the March statement.
Oh, I got you. So it looks like I only received 4 attachments. I think I'm missing February and April for the bank statements, and then I got your note here about the tax return. But the application wasn't attached, so
It was. The thing is, something went wrong in the transmission.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me just double check. John is just logging on. Hold on.
Yeah, because maybe sometimes I know on my home computer, if I have too many attachments, it'll say you have to send this as like a Google Drive or.
Yeah, you know, we did it at the office, and unfortunately, therefore, everything is. At the desktop, at the office. But go in your email into Sense, John. I have your speaker, Gabe.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I'll shoot you guys a little note on what we're missing here.
No, I know what you're missing. I did all 6 months. I did December, January, February, March, April, and May, because June is not finished yet.
Right.
And I did the application. Sense note. Click on Sense.
Mm-hmm. Gabe.
Click on it. Let's see how many attachments you have there.
It says attached to 6 months of banking.
And only 4 went through. I guess you didn't manage to send the others.
Oh, it's
so
okay.
Tomorrow morning, when I get to the office, I will send you the rest. They're in the computer.
Okay, no problem. Do you want me to put a note there too, like which months we're missing, or are you?
Yeah,
do that because.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. It's okay, Inga. It happens all the time. I'm sure they just probably got. Maybe the file was too big to send or the email size.
Yeah, I bet you that's what it was, yeah.
All right, yeah, no problem.
It didn't tell me that, so.
It's okay. What I'll do, Inga, is I'll just email you what we're missing. And you guys are waiting for the tax return tomorrow as well, too, right?
Well, my accountant should be back in the office tomorrow. He's still working on 2015, but I think he has it more or less done. And if he can give me the front page that you want, then I will send you that too.
Okay, absolutely. And even if you guys have 2014, that would also be fine. That would be fine as well. So I'll put that in the email, and then I'll reach out to you tomorrow morning if I don't hear from you. And I'll go to work on your file here, get it all submitted, and then we'll get you guys an answer early next week, okay?
That sounds perfect.
Okay, Inga, thanks for calling and making sure I was going to shoot you guys back an email, but I'll put that together now, just so you guys have it, and we'll be in touch tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have a good evening. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.